Furlong. Now we were going to speak to Brian, but Brian's unable to take our call this morning. And instead, we're joined by Paul Little. Paul, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Not a bother, and you're very welcome to our programme here.
Thank you.
Paul, you are a musician, and as Brian was giving me details during the week, it's a new organisation that has been set up called the Music and Entertainment Association Ireland. Would you give us a little brief description of what the organisation is about?
Okay, well, from my point of view, on the 13th of March, I played my last gig, like thousands of other musicians in the country.
Mm-hmm.
This COVID crisis hit really hard and really fast and very seriously. So we were all kind of doing nothing. And it suddenly became apparent that to get any assistance, because the government doesn't really recognize certainly the lower end of the music business as being valid, it was decided by a guy called Jackie Conboy over in Galway, who's a sound engineer and an events organizer. Jackie decided that we needed some sort of representation. The only way to be taken seriously was to have a body of united people who could have one voice. So he set up this organization, and in just a very few weeks, because it's only about a month old,
mm-hmm.
there's over 4,000 members, and it's growing
wow.
by the day.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, when I say there's over 4,000 members, there must be 20,000 people in the country, performers, mm-hmm. do what I do.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting for a lot to come along. There would be a certain amount of skepticism, because all of these things before never really worked out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is it open just to, let's say, music and singers and musicians, or is it anybody that would be in the entertainment world? Like, for instance, there's a nephew of mine now, and he has his own business where he will go to shows, and he does all the lighting work and sound work. So he's a chap that hasn't been doing anything like yourself since
Joe,
early
we
March.
Have everybody. We've got magicians. We've got children's party performers. We've got absolutely everything. Sound engineers, roadies, the lot.
Mm-hmm. And
so it's completely open to anybody in entertainment. Yeah.
Right. And you felt that you had to set up this organisation. Were you not getting enough help from the powers
that be? Well, the COVID payment was given. So those who legally could applied for it and got it, and then it was cut from 350 to 203, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have musician friends in this country who at the moment can't feed their kids. I have a lot of people I know who are starting to sell their equipment, who are starting to get rid of their vehicles,
mm-hmm.
which means that they're not getting enough money to get by, purely
yeah.
and simply. Most of us are down between 60 and 70% on what we normally would have earned.
Mm-hmm.
And if this persists, will they be able to start up again? How will they generate the cash to rebuy?
Mm-hmm.
How will they continue to feed their families? It really is as serious as that.
Right.
And this body of people with Jackie Conboy have finally started to get through to TDs. We've finally been mentioned in one or two Dáil sittings. We had a Dáil committee for entertainment, and we got represented on that. So it looks like there's a little dent being made.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is we have to kick a hole in it, Joe, to be heard,
right,
you know?
Right, right. One of the questions I was asking Brian during the week was, too, that a board for you, Irish Tourist Board, have they been any help to you in any way?
To my knowledge, there hasn't been a word from the Tourist Board, nothing.
Right.
Now, in fairness, the whole spearhead of the thing at the moment is to try and get the €350 COVID payment restored
mm-hmm.
to performers. I think that's dreadfully important. So the whole thrust so far is going in that direction. But because this will be a recognised body, there's naturally thoughts for the future. Now, I must explain, I'm just a member.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not on the organisation committee. I think there's four of them who look after it. My wife, Leslie Kane, is one of them. But I honestly can only answer questions up to a point.
Yeah, that's fine.
The major point is that this is the first time we've ever had proper representation.
Yeah.
And so far, it seems to be doing very well.
Great. That's brilliant. That's great stuff. You see, I understand exactly what you're saying. And from when I spoke to Brian during the week there, I was putting it to him this way. Look, you get tourists come into this country, and whether they come from England, America, even if they're own indigenous, if they're Irish or wherever, the whole idea is come to Ireland. We've got beautiful scenery, lovely towns and villages. Our food is delicious. Shop till you drop, and at the end of it all, the end of the evening, you can sit down, relax, and listen to some beautiful music by singers and musicians in Ireland. And like, without Jews, there's no crack. Do you understand what I mean? There's no end to the day. And
Yeah, you see, that's, I think the tourist industry has been hit so hard that the last thing they're thinking of at the moment is the entertainment at the end of the day. They're thinking of empty hotels, empty flights. You know, I think that the whole thing is a pyramid, and we're still at the top of it, and it's going to filter down and get wider and wider and wider. And therefore, somebody, an organization like I belong to, are going to have to affiliate with the major organizations to get anything done.
But as you said, that you have people who are selling their instruments, selling their transport. Like, please God, when we get over this virus, or we learn to live some other way with it, and things kind of do come back to some kind of normal, your guy is not going to be there.
This is the biggest problem of all. The biggest problem. And I mean, we're all just hanging on. I'm married to somebody who's in the entertainment business. She's an agent and occasionally gigs with me. And the two of us are now just on what the government will give us, you know. We have no means of earning. And this latest ploy that you must seek employment while you're on the payment, that's lunacy. That's absolute lunacy. And looking for employment in a time when people are losing their jobs by the thousand every week is doubly lunacy, you know.
I was a bit kind of confused about all that during the week. I think they have kind of come back and said that if you're an entertainer, how would I put it? If you're an entertainer, that they don't expect you to go looking for other work, because your job will be there when things come back. But one of the things that did, and now I know that they did correct it, but it was so unbelievable. They said that you couldn't leave the country, because you would be deemed to be looking for work. And I thought to myself, right, well, what if I go down to West Clare or up to Donegal, and for a holiday, I'm not looking for work. But anyway,
No.
it seemed to be a whole mess. How long do you
Yeah,
t
but
go ahead?
they extended it to if you go abroad, you have a chance of losing your payment because and quarantine. And then if you take an isolated gig, none of us have so far because there are none, but if you take an isolated gig, you'll lose your COVID payment.
Right. So,
Yeah, so really our hands are tied, and
right.
that's why it's so important for the first time ever to have a voice of some sort. I mean, there have been things before, like the Musicians Union of Ireland, but they did nothing for anybody other than the symphony orchestra and the concert orchestra,
Right. Okay.
you know, and high-end session musicians, so that there was always a fee available. You could never go below the fee, and they monitored everything that was happening. But for the ordinary guys like me, I'm proud to call myself, at the end of my musical days, a pub, club, hotel entertainer. You know, I was on the road professionally for 25 years, and it was a different thing altogether. But this sector that I'm in now, which supplies music three, four, five nights a week, every week of the year, it just doesn't get recognized,
And
you know?
that's why I come back to you was at the heart of the whole welcome to Ireland type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a kind of an engine room.
If you're not there, it's just there's just nothing. There's something majorly lost, and if yous are not looked after, when this COVID ceases or wherever, yous won't be around. You won't be around when it kicks off again. So you do need help in every way. How long do you think this is going to last for you? Any idea?
I don't ever think that in the next year there will be any normality, because this virus will tend to reproduce itself without a shadow of doubt. But I do think that there are ways to safely entertain. I mean, if we even have a half-decent summer, and some of the days have been beautiful, most pubs have big beer gardens.
Indeed, yeah.
Put us outside.
Yeah.
The risk of infection is much less. Social distancing is much easier.
Yeah.
And at least it's giving something. But that's been poo-pooed by everyone so far. No one seems to want to know.
Mm.
Look at the man I'm proud to call a friend, Brian Furlong.
Yes.
He can attract tourists like you wouldn't believe. They love him.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
great.
He's not allowed to work.
Yeah.
Mind you, the tourists that he would attract are also not here, you know, so it's a kind of a compound problem.
Mm-hmm. But he's not being looked after. That's the thing. That's the whole thing. And if he's not looked after, he won't be here when they come back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to mention it, there's a massive mental health issue going on at the moment with a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're just in the depths of depression, and that depression can lead to all sorts of horrible thoughts and things. And the organization have got proper links now to mental health help, and they're being availed of at a speed like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Which is the real downside of it, you know, when people's health suffers because of a situation, it's just unfathomable.
Yeah. If Leo Varadkar or Michael Martin was sitting across me now, what would you be asking them?
I find this very hard because I'd have to be kind of rude first,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
I'd have to use words that you wouldn't use on a radio station and probably wouldn't use in front of many of your friends.
Right.
I just think that there's a culture in this country of them and us like there's never been.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say them, I mean money against not so much money. And I honestly think that they go out of their way sometimes to penalise and ignore the lower paid. And I'm not talking just about the music business. They make everything so difficult. I mean, when you apply for a COVID payment, it's just unbelievable the form you have to fill out. And then they come back with discrepancies, and that discrepancy will lose you your COVID payment. The whole thing is so convoluted, civil service driven, and people who have no idea what we actually do. I would try to explain to Michael Martin and Leo some of the things that you said, and certainly some of the revenues that are created by the business that they're just so unaware of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. Okay, Paul, we're going to leave it there, if that's okay with you. And
Joe, thank you very much indeed for giving me an opportunity.
You're very welcome. And the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland, folks, is the organisation. And have you got a website or an email address?
There is a website, but it's mostly done through the Facebook page.
Okay, so
MEAI, and just go on there, see if you like what you see, just apply to join.
Okay.
And it's no big thing. You just get accepted in no time.
Okay. On the Facebook, and it's MEAI. Paul, thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning, and we wish you and everybody in the entertainment world, we just hope to see us back entertaining us as you
were. Thanks, Joe. I hope we can all get back making noise for you soon.
Please, God. Take care. Thank you very much, Paul.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.